नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
Pakistan on Sunday claimed it was forced to test nuclear weapons two decades ago due to hostile posturing by India. Foreign Office spokesman Mohammad Faisal issued a statement on the eve of the 20th anniversary of the May 28, 1998 nuclear tests, while insisting that the testing of atomic bombs by India eliminated chances of a nuclear weapons-free South Asia. BJP Rajya Sabha MP Amar Sable has stated that Prime Minister Narendra Modi never promised 15 lakh rupees would be deposited into the accounts of every citizen of the country. He accused the opposition parties of creating misunderstanding and confusion in the minds of people by spreading disinformation about this issue. Another senior BJP leader and Maharashtra minister on Sunday warned the Congress would come to power in Maharashtra if the BJP and the Shiv Sena failed to form an alliance in the next assembly elections. The 24.82-kilometer-long Janakpuri West-Kalkaji Mandir stretch of the Delhi Metro's Magenta Lines is all set to be inaugurated on Monday and is supposed to bring domestic terminal of the city airport on the DMRC network and cut travel time between Noida and Gurgaon by at least 30 minutes. Once the stretch is opened, it will take the total length of the Delhi Metro Rail Corporation network to 277 kilometers. Former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Akhilesh Yadav on Sunday distributed laptop computers to students of various boards who have topped the class 10 and 12 examinations in the state. He criticized the ruling BJP for not yet facilitating the winners. Domestic petrol prices increased for the 14th consecutive day on Sunday, with the key transportation fuel being sold at 78.12 rupees per litre in the national capital. The surge in petrol prices is largely attributed to the recent rise in crude oil cost and the high excise duty levied on the particular fuel type in the country. Diesel cost, which is already at record levels across major cities, rose to 69 rupees, 71.61 rupees, 73.53 rupees and 72.91 rupees a litre on Sunday in Delhi, Kolkata, Mumbai and Chennai respectively. At least 21 people died and two more were missing due to rain-related incidents and lightning strikes in Sri Lanka as bad weather hit more than 150,000 across the country over a week, the government announced on Saturday. Most of the deaths were caused by lightning, while 9 people have drowned. Disaster Relief Minister Duminda Dissanayake said, putting out the casualty figures. Simple good hygiene practices such as frequent hand washing and cooking food properly before consuming can help you avoid contracting the brain-damaging Nipah virus, which has claimed 12 lives in Kerala already and has led to the quarantining of at least 40 others, health experts suggest. At least 50 persons were on Friday injured during clashes between protesters and security forces in the summer capital of Jammu and Kashmir, police said. The clashes broke out after the Friday prayers near Jamia Masjid in the Nauhata area of the city, a police official confirmed. The video of a Sikh police officer's bravery went viral on social media when he intervened and saved a Muslim boy from a mob in Uttarakhand's Ramnagar. On May 22nd, Sub-Inspector Gagandeep Singh was alerted to a possible communal flare-up near Girija Devi Temple, which is close to the Jim Corbett Tiger Reserve, frequented by tourists. Agree or disagree? 4 years, 21 elections, 15 victories, 19 states. Electorally, NDA 2 has notched up outstanding numbers. On all other fronts, the picture appears dim as compared to 2014. In assessing 4 years of the Narendra Modi-led government, let's acknowledge that analysts and voters evaluate ruling parties differently. Analysts focus on specific policy issues with regard to the economy, health, education, diplomacy, legislation, etc. Voters rely on a more general appraisal of government performance, that is, the value, both material and emotional, it brings to their lives. The case of the Vedanta Sterlite copper smelter in Tuthukuri, Tamil Nadu, has once again brought to light the nexus between companies and governments that disregard well-being of people and environment. The residents have been protesting for over 100 days, demanding closure of the smelter, and this week, 13 people were killed in police firing. The contentious expansion of the smelter was stayed by the Madras High Court on May 23. The Tamil Nadu Pollution Board also sprang into action and ordered the closure of the plant, leading to disconnection of power supply. On Reel, what happens when John Abraham gave a push-up challenge to our anchor Badshah? Did he win? Was he able to meet John's record? Was it hot or too hot while shooting for Parmanu? To get the answers, watch the latest episode of Space Out featuring the hunk John Abraham and the gorgeous Diana Pente along with director Abhishek Sharma.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.